Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Judson Van Deventer, that's a hard name to pronounce, lived in Dundee, Michigan. He was an art teacher and had traveled all over Europe visiting art galleries to learn more about art. Not only was he an art teacher, but he was also a local preacher. He had his license. Well, one day when he was singing in a choir, he felt that God was calling him to become an evangelist. But he really didn't want to do it. For 5 years, he struggled with the calling God had for him. 5 years! Should I do what God wants me to do or my own desires? He finally came to a decision to surrender to God's calling and give himself fully to Christian service. The words to this song, I Surrender, shows us the real personal struggle that he faced and the joy of full salvation he experienced when he surrendered all to Jesus. Boys and girls, I'm glad that you joined me again today. We are going to continue talking about Paul and how God was leading and guiding in his life, even when it may not have felt like it or seemed like it. Now, I want you to think with me about something. Have you ever known anybody who was in prison or maybe waiting to be sentenced? I have a family member who made some wrong choices. And when those choices were made, he ended up getting caught, and when adults get caught doing the wrong thing, they often will have to go to jail for time out. Think about it that way. It's kind of like a time out for adults. So he went, and he was waiting for the judge to find out and to look at the evidence and to figure out if he was guilty or not. You know, it's very nerve-wracking to sit there and go, what are they going to decide? And I kind of wonder if maybe that's how Paul was feeling, because here he is waiting for a court date, basically, to meet with Nero, the emperor, to find out what was going to happen to him. He was going to have an opportunity to share Jesus with this emperor who hated Christians. So we're going to find out this week what ended up happening. But before we get started today, let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, thank you that we can trust you in the good times and in the bad times, that we can rely on you and that you are the one who is in control. You are the one in charge, and you have an amazing plan for our life. I thank you for that plan, and I pray that you will help us to trust you, to lean on you, to follow you through this dark and dreary world all the way to heaven. We love you. Amen. For 2 years, Paul was a prisoner. He was in his own rented house in Rome, and the captain of Caesar's guards was in charge of the prisoners. You know, he made sure that Paul was treated kindly. Many people came to Paul's house to learn about Jesus, and that made Paul's enemies angry. They're trying to silence him. They're trying to stop him from sharing Jesus with others. And here he is in this nice house, able to have visitors come and go and share Jesus with them. Well, finally, Paul was taken to Nero. He was the Caesar. Paul had trial. Nero was a wicked, cruel man who hated Christians. He listened as Paul's enemies tried to prove that he should die. Then he listened to Paul. Nero could tell he was innocent. So Nero told the guards to take off Paul's chains and to let him go free. Let him go free? Are you serious, Miss Katie? I might hear you saying. Yes, Nero let Paul go free. Paul was able to go and share Jesus once again. You know, God worked a big miracle, didn't he, to save Paul's life? Well, just as quickly as he could, Paul started traveling. Do you like to travel? I love to travel. And I especially like to travel on mission trips because I get to go and see different places in the world and different cultures and experience different things. And yet, I get to share Jesus with others. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, that's how it was for Paul. He was able to travel to the different churches that he had started in many other places. You know, he knew that he didn't have much time. But the time that he did have, he was going to encourage the believers to be faithful to Jesus, no matter what happened. Can you imagine how thrilled those Christians were to see Paul again? Have you ever had a friend who maybe you haven't seen in a long time, and then you get to see them, and it's just so fun to get caught up and to share and to play together? A couple years ago, we had left Michigan, and my boys left their two best friends there. Well, they left other best friends too, but two of them that we've really been with their entire lives. Now they didn't have those friends close by, so they would FaceTime with them, but that just isn't the same. So when we went back to Michigan for some classes, our friends met up with us at the beach, and we went to the lake, and the kids got to play in the sand dunes, and I think they might have found a snake or pretended to find a snake. They had so much fun. We really try to make it a priority that whenever we go back to where their friends are, that we try to see them and spend some time with them. It makes your heart happy. And I think that's how Paul was feeling. He wanted to see these Christian believers who he had mentored and who he had helped to teach about Jesus and to encourage them in their faith. Well, while Paul was traveling among those churches, there was a terrible thing that happened in Rome. A fire broke out in Rome, and it burned nearly half the city. When Nero was blamed, because everybody knew that Nero wanted to tear down part of the city and build a bigger palace. So all of a sudden this fire breaks out, and they're like, Nero did it. He's trying to be sneaky. Well, when Nero saw that he was being blamed for it, then he went and blamed the Christians. He said, nope, it wasn't me. It was the Christians. They did it. Well, everybody was very, very angry, and so thousands of innocent Christians were put to death. Men and women, little children, they were all killed. You know, Paul's life was not in danger because he wasn't in Rome during that time before the fire started. And we think about that, and we think, wow, isn't that terrible? Where was God when these Christians were being killed, when his believers, his followers were being killed? Well, boys and girls, even though Nero did kill many of those Christians, they were really safe from Satan. Did they need to be afraid? No, because even if we die here on this earth, if we are faithful to Jesus, what does he promise us? That he will give us a crown of life. He says, be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Let's look up Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Matthew, first book in the New Testament, chapter 10. Those are the big numbers. And then once you find chapter 10, it's kind of in the middle of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 10. And then we're going to look at verse 28. Those are those little numbers. Let's see what Matthew chapter 10, verse 28 says.
And do not fear those who kill body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
It says we're not supposed to fear those who can kill the body. So do we need to be afraid of people who can kill us? No. But what the verse is talking about is we need to make sure that we are right with God, so that even if we do die here on this earth, we have the opportunity to live again forever with Jesus in heaven, where there will be no more pain, no more fears, no more terrible sicknesses, no more anything that's bad. We won't have to worry. We won't have to be afraid. We can trust Jesus. Did Paul know that no matter what happened, he was safe with Jesus? Yes. And remember, boys and girls, we can be safe in Jesus too. Aren't you glad? I'm so glad that Jesus is there for us, that even when bad things happen, he can bring about good. When we are faithful to him, even if we were to die, he can bring us back to life and we'll get to live forever with him in heaven. I'm looking forward to that day. How about you? Let's bow our heads and thank Jesus for his love. Lord, we are so thankful for your love and your care for us, that we can be safe in you. And we know bad things sometimes happen, but we're so thankful that you're right there with us, that you help us through those bad times. You give us your love and your peace. You help us to not be afraid and to trust you. Thank you for the promise of heaven. We look forward to it. Amen. Our verse today is from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. It says, "For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is of evil." You know, sometimes we think that we can hide things from our parents, and sometimes we think that we can hide things from God. But God isn't like that. God sees the secret things, and he sees the things that we do out in the open. We want the things that we do to be good things, don't we? We can ask Jesus for help, and he'll help us to do what is right and what is good, what is kind and what is loving. I want to be that way. How about you?
Ecclesiastes 12:14.
This quarter, we're learning about the apostles and how they were missionaries, sharing the love of Jesus with others. So each week this quarter, we will have a special extra episode called Missionary Monday, where we will talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences in the mission field. We'll hear stories and testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. Join me right here every Monday for the rest of the year.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.